This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. With the deal for a pause in fighting delayed, Israel continued its war with the U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas on Thursday. It is unclear why there is a delay, but here's what we do know from AP correspondent Karen Chalmers.
Israel's national security advisor announced that the ceasefire would not take effect until Friday. The deal includes the release of dozens of Israeli hostages and Palestinians imprisoned by Israel. A spokesperson for the Qatari government, which played a key mediation role, said negotiators were working to create the appropriate conditions for the ceasefire and swap.
North Korea said on Thursday it would scrap a military deal with the South. Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer reports that the North also said it would deploy more troops along the shared border.
That's after Seoul suspended part of a 2018 pact with the North a day earlier in protest over Pyongyang's launch of a spy satellite earlier this week. North Korea's defense ministry said in a statement, quote, "From now on, our army will never be bound by the September 19th North-South military agreement," and, quote, "We will withdraw the military steps taken to prevent military tension and conflict in all spheres, including ground, sea, and air, and deploy more powerful armed forces and new-type military hardware in the region along the military demarcation line."
Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer. Far-right populist Geert Wilders wants to be the Netherlands' next prime minister and said he would focus his efforts on curbing immigration following a landmark election win that will have repercussions in the Netherlands and Europe. Anti-EU Wilders has vowed to slash payments to the EU. This is VOA News. More than 400,000 Afghans continued their return to their home country following the ongoing crackdown on illegal foreigners in Pakistan. Footage released by the United Nations World Food Program showed families crossing the border and receiving humanitarian aid, with children eating only biscuits.
They returned to Afghanistan at the worst of times, with no food, little resources, and nowhere to go.
That is Saweh Lee with the World Food Program, saying it is particularly dire as the harsh Afghan winter is only weeks away. New Delhi authorities on Thursday said measures under an action plan to contain the toxic air pollution in the capital will remain in place until the air quality gets better. Delhi's air pollution gets worse in the winter when wind speeds drop and cooling air traps the pollution. Judges at the International Criminal Court gave a boost on Thursday to prosecutors' efforts to secure a hearing on charges they want to bring against fugitive Ugandan warlord Joseph Kony. In his absence, the founder and leader of the Lord's Resistance Army is the ICC's longest-standing fugitive. An arrest warrant was issued against him in 2005 for 33 counts of war crimes and crimes against humanity. In an interim decision, the judges ruled prosecutors could file a public document containing the charges they want to bring against him. Today, in the United States, it is Thanksgiving. It's a holiday, celebrating the feast held early in the country's history between English pilgrims and Native Americans. In Ukraine, a Thanksgiving dinner delivered by train for newly liberated regions where hot meals are a scarcity due to damaged infrastructure and a lack of electricity, gas, and water.
We are all here because we deeply support Ukraine, its victory, and its recovery. So I can't wait to see this food train and try some great Thanksgiving dinner. There's no other place I would rather be to celebrate this very special holiday for Americans.
That is the U.S. Ambassador to Ukraine, Bridget Brink, who cut Thanksgiving turkey at the launch of the food train in Kyiv on Thursday. The train is the first of its kind in the world and is capable of providing up to 10,000 servings per day, according to Ukrainian officials. You can get more news on our website. That's voanews.com. In Washington, I'm Scott Walterman, VOA News.